Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You can be in Austin, Texas. You can be in New York City. You can be clean cut. You can have children with you. The police will walk right over and say, you're not allowed to stand here with a sign with a political view. And if you say no, they're going to say, I'm going to arrest you. I'm going to take your camera. And you've got to stand your ground, and sometimes they still arrest you. And, man, they feel good when they hurt this country and hurt it bad. And that's why I'm mad at you, because let me tell you, I know how bad it is. When a government will arrest you for videotaping or arrest you for talking or arrest you for demonstrating peacefully, you're 1 inch from death camps. It goes over the edge. We're already over the edge, and I'm trying to claw my back way up a hill, and I'm so upset, cops. Your whole future is being destroyed, too. Your masters are going to this is all about destroying our economy, our future. It's land of the free, home of the brave. It's the United States. It's supposedly a free society. And I'm really bitter. I'm upset. I'm angry. Because I know this country's going to hell in a handbasket, and I'm upset, and I'm mad at you. You're not authorities. You're not officials. You're peace officers. You're public servants. And I think about these young men surrounded by evil for their courage to go in and ask Oliver North, that narcotics trafficking piece of trash who trained death squads that killed men, women, and children. You know those death squads killed tens of thousands, and they've dug up all these graves that have got little two-year-old toddlers in them. And I got to watch you waddle around and talk about how you're conservatives and how you're good. I know who the government is. They're death squad hardcore killers. They ship the drugs in. They rule. And now they want the bank accounts. They want the businesses. They want the roads. They want to tax you. They're going for broke. They're not going to give us quarter, you dumb cops. You work for killers. And I'm tired of you going along with it and enjoying butchering my country with so much enjoyment. I've had enough of it. You're tearing my heart out here. You go with the CPS pedophiles that seize people's kids for no reason? So they're five times more likely to rape them like you do, you scum? You're all on power trips, how it's all about you and how you're the boss? I got news for you. I'm tired of it. We're going to have Aaron Zellman on after the break, but I may even hold you guys over with him. Look, I'm going to try to shut up. Just give out the main police number in Louisville. Say anything else you want. I'm too angry.
I do want to let the people know that I have a full interview with me and Phil Russell of the Louisville Metro Police Department. He is their public advisor. That's posted on WeAreChangeOhio.com in full. And you can also check out the rest of the story from the beginning. It's all posted on there.
How long is it?
It's a little over 12 minutes.
Can we play that at the end of the show today?
You're asking my permission?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I would appreciate it a lot.
All right, give out the Ohio change again.
WeAreChangeOhio.com.
How are these guys looking at you? You said they were saying things too. I mean, people have to see the celebration of evil is what I call it. What was the celebration of evil like?
Well, luckily, if I get my footage, we'll all get to see that. But it was very degrading. They made me feel less than human. And next time I go through anything like this, I'm going to lay down on the ground, put my hands behind my back, and tell them to take me to jail. I'm not going through the harassment again. It was never again.
One thing is that it was mainly uniformed officers who were taking the chips out of our cameras. And it was, I believe, Officer Ream who got in my face and said, "We're taking your cameras, the revenants." And then he stood there and he stared at me, kept looking at me, and he's like, "You got a problem with that?"
What is
according to Phil Russell, Officer Ream is not an officer with the Louisville Metro Police Department.
He was just in their uniform.
Right.
What did you say to him when he said that to you?
I was just completely baffled. I was asking him how, with Louisville Metro Police Department on his sleeve, is he not a member of their police organization? He replied to me that they were off duty and that they have separate organizations for the whole Metro County and all this blah blah, and that the Louisville Metro Police Department isn't accountable for his actions.
Because that means he was part of a group of officers that sell their merc services out. Stay there, both of you.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We got Chuck Baldwin, amazing individual, presidential candidate for the Constitution Party. For 30 minutes in the next hour, got Aaron Zellman for the rest of this hour. Aaron was just listening in shock during the break. You understand that the BATF, you can have a legal AR-15. If it misfires, as they do occasionally, and shoots two rounds instead of one, the gun rangers are trained to call the police on you. You'll be held, and the BATF will say, yeah, we know it's a misfire. You're going to prison for 10 years. We'll talk about that today. We'll talk about Pennsylvania cops confiscating guns of legal gun owners and saying, we don't care. There's not a law. All the things that are happening, the tripling of the BATF, the new reign of terror that's taking place. But both of you, both Cody Dietz and Sam Lugolo of We Are Change Ohio that were in Louisville and all this happened to you, both of you, just how did this end? What would you like to see happen here? Give out the Louisville main number.
For me personally, I would appreciate it if the local Louisville people would get involved as much as possible. I'm all the way here in, you know, Ohio, and I can't do all the footwork of actually going to these places. And if we could also get their local media involved, that would put some pressure to find out where all this stuff is.
The main thing is I'd like to get the footage back, you know, what they stole from us. And you keep asking us for the phone number. Unfortunately, I don't have a computer in front of the phone here. But if you do go to wearechangeohio.com, the phone number is at the bottom of the article there.
Oh, I actually have it here in front of me. The number to the police department is... I have it. It's 502-574-7111. And I would advise restraint just a little bit. Not to sympathize with them, but they have been getting a lot of calls lately. So
no, I mean, don't give them excuses to get mad at you. Don't act like they act. Call up and go, how dare your people threaten to frame folks? How dare them kidnap them and then steal their video camera tapes, chips, and, of course, batteries? That's got to be how many cameras?
We had five cameras between the four of us. As far as the
okay, so that's five batteries, four memory chips, CD. I mean, that is like $500 right there or more.
Yes, sir. They were pretty nice, pretty nice memory sticks.
Well, I mean, a 2 gig, 3 gig memory sticks like $100. How big were they?
Yeah, they were all. I think 4 gig was the lowest.
Oh wow, that's like $150.
Yeah, we're having a hard time getting gas money for cars and stuff. So it's like, what do we do now? I was going to use my camera today, and I can't even use it without a memory.
Well, that's your headline: so, Louisville Police and Convention Center steal $600, $700 worth of equipment.
Yeah. Well, I mean, according to Phil Russell, there were no Metro Police Department there until the end, and I'm, you know, as much as they witnessed, I'm not sure, but. It's just, I mean, how do you go about when someone completely denies anything?
Well, that's what will happen when they come pick you up at your house and take you to a lime grave. They just say, we don't know where Alex went. We don't know where Cody and Sam went. You know, we don't know what. People said guys in black uniforms grabbed them. You know, they'll gun the whole family down right there. And, I mean, that's how this works. That's what Oliver North ran. Now, that's why this is so dangerous. I want to bring Aaron Zellman up. Aaron, what do you think of this?
Well, as I said, Alex, it's the first I've heard of this, but it's really shocking that the NRA would be associating with Oliver North and then mistreating folks who come to their convention who were seeking the truth by asking a few simple questions. However, with that said, the NRA has been in bed with the ATF for years, and so anything that has to do with destroying freedom or misleading the membership, perpetuating the fraud known as the NRA, does not shock me.
Well, they had press passes, too. And then the police just came up and tackled Sam.
Well, you know, if people think that the police are on the side of the people, they're engaged in the grand fantasy. I would encourage people to read a little booklet called Ordinary Men, about how the Nazis used the local police to carry out the murdering of citizens. And today's police are even better equipped to murder citizens.
It's happening all the time. I tell you, we're in red-level crisis. Well, guys, talk to me as this develops, and we really appreciate it. Give out the Louisville number and then give out the scumbag convention center number.
All right, sir. Louisville Metro Police Department is 502-574-7111. Their political is Phil Russell, if you ask for him. The security department for the Kentucky Expo Center is 502-367-5360. And my full interview with Phil Russell is at wearechangeohio.com.
All right, good job, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
It takes a lot of courage, Aaron, to get the press passes, go in, ask the questions. We Are Change is being attacked everywhere for asking about the camps and other issues. We have free speech zones. They're banning free speech everywhere. I mean, this country's in a lot of trouble. You not only are the head of the Jews Preservation of Firearms Ownership, you also have an anti-police state organization. I mean, I'm tracking it. Jail time for speeding, 10 years. They're now saying hardcore jail time, first offense for taller than 3-inch grass in major cities. I have that in the stack today. Banana peel. They're talking 6 months in jail. They're building prisons everywhere. I mean, Aaron, this is getting bad.
Well, we have a government that's gone bad. We have a citizenry that doesn't. The majority of people don't seem to care. And so, sure, yeah, things are going to get bad. But you know, sometimes, Alex, worse is better. The more people have their ox gored, the more people have a wolf at the door, the more people who start to wake up. We're going to find out, Alex, apparently in the very near future, if the American people truly understand the significance of the Second Amendment. There's 80 million gun owners in this country, as I'm led to believe, and we're going to find out what percentage of them are going to be worthy of being a gun owner.
That's right. That freedom was paid for in rivers of blood, and people don't appreciate that.
Well, I think that one of the problems we have, as you know, Alex, is that there's an awful lot of people in America who haven't got a clue about American history. They don't understand how this country came about. They don't understand how World War II Americans had to go die in foreign lands to keep fascism from coming to America. I mean, we have some fascism here now, but it was nothing like what was going to be here during World War II. So we have a populace that is just simply not knowledgeable about the history of America and certainly not knowledgeable about what it takes to create freedom and to keep freedom alive.
What's wrong with the average cop? Because more and more they look at us like we're the enemy. They act crazy. And I know it's been incremental brainwashing, but, man, we're in trouble.
Well, I'm not sure I have a real good answer about the average cop. I think that this is a what we're seeing is what I call the militarization of the police, where the federal government is making more and more goodies available in the way of armament and devices to control the citizens to the police departments. Police departments, for some reason, seem to think they need all of this equipment. In fact, I found it amazing in Texas when they had the raid on the what's called the FLDS.
They had a Bradley without the turret.
Exactly, and it said sheriff on the side, and I thought, what is going on here? What were they expecting? So it shows you the mindset I guess the bottom line would be, Alex, that it's going to be us against them. That's the mindset they've already developed. And now the American people have to decide if they want to share the same mindset.
No, that's it. The entire attack profile of the government, they're saying the average people are the enemy. They are attacking us. And now, if you're even unarmed, they just gun you down. I see cases every day where right in front of witnesses, they just decide to kill you. And before, cops would go to jail. Now they just say, that's the way it is.
Well, that's true. I mean, I'm not so sure that's the way it is in Wisconsin at the moment, but it may very well be that way. But I think that we have a situation where apparently there's something afoot in the country. It's going to be some type of severe problem, and the government is afraid that the people will react against the government. So the government is taking a strategic step or if I can call it a preemptive strike against the people.
No, that's it. Exactly. They are doing martial law drills everywhere and admitting it. It's in the legislation passed. They're just questioning people on the street corners, setting up random checkpoints, saying they're all giving them M16s. They're going to attack us. And that's the proof they're the terrorists, because they're going to stage more terror, Aaron.
Well, that shouldn't shock anybody at this point. But if I could comment just a moment on something you were saying about the ATF and if your firearm shoots more than two shots with one pull of the trigger.
Yes.
If you have a moment. That decision comes out of a court case dealing with a David Olson here in Milwaukee. And it was just about, I think, a week or 10 days ago. The expert witness, Len Savage, who was part of that court case, when he was in the courtroom, the federal prosecutor made it very clear to the judge they did not care what kind of weapon malfunctioned if it had more than two shots when pulled the trigger, including your double-barreled shotgun or including a single-action Western-style revolver, and that's possible. They considered it an illegal machine gun. And so I want everybody who's listening to realize that they may very well be blamed or charged with owning an illegal machine gun if the gun malfunctions.
Stay there. Yeah. Violent offenders aren't the target. They let them out. It's you. They want your farm. They want your ranch. They're caught all the time gunning families down to get their property. They're coming. They're coming to kill you. They want to kill you and your family. I'm not joking. We'll be right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ten entries for Midas May 20th, 2008. Gold 90670-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $932.99, $459.55 for half, $229.78 for quarter. That's $932.99, $459.55, and $229.78. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
I read the news today, oh boy. Folks, if I sound angry, it isn't an act. I can barely contain myself, not knocking holes in the wall, overthrowing things. I see police now and I become nauseous. I can't sleep, I can't enjoy my life, because you know what? I know they've built death camps. It's in the mainstream news. I know the people that run our country put Saddam into power, put Mao into power, put Hitler into power, put Lenin into power. I know they want power and control, and I know they brainwashed our poor police, and they brought back hundreds of thousands of troops to become police that were all brainwashed. 1 in 10 college grads is going to be Homeland Security related. They admit they're spying on all Americans. I mean, this is classical tyranny. John Yoo writes memos and then gets, you know, top chairmanships at major colleges saying they can torture a 2-year-old with pliers sexually. I mean, look, torturing children sexually is wrong. I can't believe I'm in a Twilight Zone. Aaron Zellman, do you ever feel like you're in a Twilight Zone episode? I mean, do you understand the feelings I'm having? They're normal, healthy instincts. I have to control myself, not out of fear, because I want to see the end. I want to go through it. I want to see them go to hot war so I can, you know, defend myself. But the other side, I don't. I, like, have to control my instinct to flee, you know, to get my family out of here. Is this Nazi Germany? Is this Soviet Russia? I mean, do you see the thing I'm saying here, Aaron?
Well, I think for any of us who have a little gray hair and remember Barry Goldwater, this is not the America that we were raised in. I'm not sure what this country is anymore. But you're right. In other words, there's something is extremely wrong in this country. They've been very clever in bringing about in a gradual way. But as some people say, we're approaching the end game. And I'm not trying to be alarmist. But there's something very wrong in this country when we have the legislation that's being put forth to destroy freedoms, to spy on people. When you have the NRA, who's made it very clear they don't want to abolish the ATF, when you have Congress people, who Congress critters, call them what you will, who really don't care whether you write them or not.
And by the way,
careless what you say.
By the way, the BATF is ballooning in size right now.
That it is. And it's really, well, in fact, all of government is. You know, government has been, at all levels of government, is getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
And now they tell us that our dollar's gone, we're totally devalued. That's it. They're just going to take everything we've gotten. When we scream, they're going to blow our heads off.
Well, maybe. In other words, there's some unknowns. We don't know who's really in charge of the computers, who's willing to hack them, if that's possible at all. We really don't know what some people have been planning to do that are pro-freedom. So there's some unknowns out there, although I don't want to give anybody any false impressions that anything good's going to happen. I don't want to mislead anybody.
God.
But, no, we're facing a situation that is, I'm surprised we're even having this conversation. I never thought we've had a conversation like this 20 years ago. But here we are talking about America, or what used to be America.
Oh, it's there's no doubt they're going for hot war on the people. And they're ratcheting it up, but it's not incremental anymore. It's huge. I mean, going back to the John Yoo memos, how does the White House say we torture little children with pliers, rip their genitals off? I mean, what the hell? What the hell, man? I want them all arrested now. I'm pissed, man.
Yeah.
I'm pissed. Yeah. I want these sacks of murder and trash out of my government. And how dare the police, with relish and demonic looks in their faces, enjoy destroying our liberties? Why are they going along with it, Aaron? Is it just their mindless power trips?
No, it's beyond that. I think that, you know, if you give somebody the, as pointed out in this little book called Ordinary Men, I encourage people to go buy a copy. It's probably $12 in the stores. You will learn that once a person is given a badge and some power, they will then follow through and do whatever they're told to do. With rare exception, will you find someone who says no thank you and walk away, assuming he's not shot in the back. And so this is what we have in America today. If you look at these people who are at the airports, the Homeland Security goons, most of these people are really just average people who've been given a badge and some power and authority, and they will use it and abuse it to the fullest extent possible. And that's human nature.
Well, the feds admit that's to train us for this on the streets, and now they're doing that. I mean, I'm tired of people coming up to me wanting my papers or checkpoints. I mean, I'm getting... I just can't believe it, Aaron.
Well, I would suggest to all of your listeners that maybe you can help them along this road, but everybody really needs to get their hands on a little camera, a video camera, and they need to start creating some footage, B-roll as it's called, I think, and they need to start making it available. You know, the best way to deal with this issue is to shine the light of day on it.
Stay there, Aaron. I agree. I want to give out the website, how people get involved with your group. Any key points you want to talk about? I'm sorry I'm blowing up. I just feel trapped, folks. I know it's evil. I know what's going to happen. I told you what would happen in the past. It's bad, folks. They're going to kill millions of us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Stanford,
stand up for your rights.
Princeton, they've all done famous studies where they found more than 90% of graduate students, people that already have degrees, intelligent, would shock someone to death. They believed it was real. They hired actors. And in a jail situation, they were told that incrementally, it took about a day to do it, that 90-plus percent was about 8% in one study, about 5% in another that said, no, you can pull these up. There's even film footage of them doing it. And they would flip a switch and, you know, have the fake smoke come out, and they were murdering them. And that's the problem. Most people are followers. And it was 5% that beat the British government. We had a lot of supporters also in England at the time, by the way. And it's going to be 5% of us that beat it again. And look, the time for denying this is going on is over. Aaron Zellman, JPFO.org, Jesus Preservation of Firearms Ownership, works closely with Gunners of America, a real Second Amendment group, both of them. I mean, answering my question, though, do you feel, not just intellectually, it tells me we're in grave danger, that it's really coming to a head, but in my gut, which has never been wrong. When I was younger, I didn't follow my gut. I've learned to listen to it because it's always right. My gut tells me, this is as bad as it could get, that the diabolical people, and don't think it goes away when Bush leaves. It's going to get worse, folks. It gets worse with each president. the corporate interests and all their documents I have and what they're planning, they plan to take all the pension funds, the stock market, everything. And when people riot, they're just going to gun us down. They got microwave guns. Sunshine Project got congressional secret documents. They have helicopters with knockout gas positioned in every city for at least a decade. I mean, they're planning some really bad stuff, Aaron, and I guess the average cop listening is going to follow orders when it happens.
Well, his pension comes first, so yes, he's going to follow orders. I'm not anti-police. I'm not anti-peace officer, but I'm very much concerned about law enforcement officers, LEOs, because they will enforce the law. That's all they care about is enforcing the law, and the law to them is not the Bill of Rights. So you're right. In other words, there are some nasty people afoot. And as I told you probably a year and a half ago, I'm not so sure we'll even have elections. But we'll find out. Hopefully I'm wrong. Well, I don't think it'll make any difference at this point.
What does your gut tell you, Aaron?
Well, my gut tells me that there is a great deal of evil afoot and that the American people would be wise to prepare for the worst.
Well, you know, there's a line from The Godfather that I forget the exact line, that women have, you know, women and children have the luxury of not worrying and running around and having fun. But men don't, and men particularly should have the intellect, the history, the instincts. And I just look at my family, and I'm like, this is such a great country. There's so many good things involved. And people see the facade of the pretty green hills and the blue sky, and they think everything's going to – it's not. I mean, they are – it's not Alex Jones saying it 10 years ago or Aaron Zellman saying it 10, 12 years ago. It's the Houston Chronicle saying, yeah, we've built camps for illegals and for American citizens, and it's in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. It says Bush is dictator and can take over the states and arrest whoever he wants, and they won't let Homeland Security Committee in Congress see the continuity of government plan. The cover sheet says the president's a dictator, and I see police everywhere running around and cameras going up, and they admit they're spying on all of us, and it's all just so a bunch of bankers and elitists can own everything.
Well, let me just mention the cameras, if you don't mind.
One of the bright sides
of this whole thing is, you know, England has gone to cameras, if I can put it that way. They have surveillance cameras everywhere. After doing this for about 2 or 3 years, they've come to the conclusion these cameras are not terribly efficient. They've spent a fortune, millions of pounds, and they're not getting their money's worth.
Billions of pounds in crimes exploded, 10 million cameras in the country.
So, you know, these surveillance cameras are not everything that the government's hoping they would be. And by
the way,
we all
know they weren't hoping they would be good to control us.
Just let me share something with you. In a fictional book that I wrote, co-authored, called Out of the Gray Zone, there were cameras everywhere. And you know what people did? They wore great big floppy hats. So you couldn't see their face. So I just share that with you for what it's worth.
By the way, they've started that in London. A lot of people wear hoods now.
Hoods, well, yeah.
And the police are talking about not letting people wear hoods. Did you see the New York Times article where they said that it's up 44% nationwide, the tattletale lines, and that grandmothers are turning in grandsons for warrants for speeding tickets and marijuana, saying I need $500?
Well, that comes with the territory. You're going to see a lot of that. The government's going to encourage that, and so be careful who you talk to and make sure you know who your true friends really are.
Well, that brings me to the next thing. You said the break, shine a light, be out in the open, be bold, or it's over, they win.
But
you're saying also be careful who you talk to. You know, the key is that if you are doing something quasi-illegal, and everything is now, don't let the idiot neighbor know. But shouldn't we all be bold about the tyranny right now, or they're going to win?
I think that, to quote John Ross, who wrote the book Unintended Consequences, hide in plain sight. In other words, be out front, make as much noise as you can, because if you're missing, someone will notice it right away. If you're quiet and hiding in the corner being the usual ghetto coward, when you're missing, no one will notice.
Now, I want you to briefly tell, and you've got a book, at least last time I checked, you sell about this, The Battle for Athens, and that's a real story, and then what Unintended Consequences covered.
Well, we don't have the book Battle for Athens anymore. It's sold out, but it is on our website. 1946, when World War II GIs came back to Athens, Tennessee, that's in McMinn County of Tennessee, they were greeted with what some of their loved ones have been writing them. They were greeted with a bunch of goons who were running the city and who were locking people up until they paid money to get out of jail, and all kinds of criminal activities. The GIs created the GI Party and ran for elections and ran for public office and won. And but before they could take office, the ballot boxes were stolen by the corrupt sheriff. He took it to the jail. He said, we'll have an honest count, a real honest election. Make a long story short, the GIs had to resort to using their firearms that they had brought back. Farmers came in with their shotguns and such. And 800 bullets were sent into that jail. And the sheriff finally surrendered. One more thing had to be done. They had a dynamite off the front door. And that was done. The sheriff called the governor, asked him to send out the National Guard, and the governor laughed at him. He said, if you think the National Guard is going to come shoot at World War II veterans, you're crazy. And the sheriff indeed was crazy, and he was replaced.
Today they call in
H.M. Warthogs. That's on our website, and that happened. And so it's called the Battle of Athens, Athens, Tennessee. And we encourage people to come to our website, jpfo.org, and read about it. It's what real Americans did
when
they were confronted with tyranny.
Twice in Texas, Reconstruction went on for a decade. It was really abusive, no matter what side of that war you were on. And I had ancestors, in fact, one of them who led the operation. And they came into the court, fired at it with cannons, the Capitol, and removed the carpetbagging governors and kicked them out.
Well, that's what happened in the Battle of Athens. So, again, it's at jpfo.org. We encourage people to stop by and just go to our search engine, put in Battle of Athens, and these articles will pop up, and I think you'll find it fascinating. And we encourage people to send it around the country, download, make copies of it, and do whatever you can to show Americans what true Americans have done in the past to preserve freedom.
Well, Aaron, the number I've got is more like 100 million gun owners, but let's say it's 80 million gun owners, but we're seeing a resurgence of people going out, women going out and getting guns. But let's say 1% of 80 million fight back. That's 800,000. Everything that they wrote about, that he wrote about, Unintended Consequences, seems like that's where we're going. Tell folks about that book.
Well, as best as I remember it, because I didn't write it, I just read it, like a lot of other people, but the book is probably 500 or 600 or 700 page novel about people getting tired of the ATF and other government agencies and taking their country back by taking action. There's an expression in the book. It's called "It's time to feed the hogs," and I'll let you peel that onion as to what you're going to feed the hogs. But it's an interesting book, and it's been around for a number of years, and. But if you can, at the moment, I forget the name of the publisher. But
didn't they harass him for the book?
Oh, yeah. In fact, in our film called The Gang, we interviewed John Ross. And he finally had to offer a $10,000 reward for the names and identifications of the ATF agents who tried to harass booksellers at gun shows, try to convince them not to sell the book.
Well, they've always been a lawless group of curs. For those that don't know, they were the ones that would go around raping and killing at all the little whiskey brewers, the moonshine makers, because people were poor, starving in Tennessee and North Carolina, South Carolina, Texas, everywhere, Alabama, Florida. And they were the first federal officers and after federal marshals. And they would run around shaking you down, stealing your money, stealing your whiskey, because you hadn't paid the tax. And there were also rebellions against them. Because back then you couldn't find anybody in the government who would go out and rob people and snitch and tattle. Americans wouldn't do that back then. And so they have always been the cream of the scum, haven't they, Aaron?
Well, as far as we know, there may be something worse. But yeah, we know them to be thugs and to engage in criminal acts. And so they're very proud of it. In fact, again on our film, The Gang, in fact, there's a trailer on YouTube called The Gang Trailer or Trailer for the Gang. I forget which one we call it. But you can actually see a ATF supervisory official telling ATF agents to lie in court.
Well,
That's documented.
We've seen a bunch of federal court cases now where they say the Constitution is inadmissible and banned from the court, And what, there was just a case in New York where the Mayor Bloomberg has got a gag order on the term Second Amendment.
Well, Mayor Bloomberg's a good example of greed personified, and he's no credit to America. And it's really disgraceful that he considers himself to be a Jew.
Isn't this
really disgraceful?
Isn't this a self-fulfilling process? Is they say there's terrorists everywhere. They spend tens of billions a year to, quote, fight terrorists domestically. They're training the neighbors to spy on each other. The local FBI calls anti-terror meetings with locals, then says, tell us if your neighbor's growing marijuana. They're gearing up. They're arming. The military-industrial complex owns the red light cameras. They raise the money now, Lockheed and others. And they know they're going to push. Then we're going to fight back, and they're going to tell the cops, see, there's terrorists everywhere.
You know, there is a solution to this whole problem. And I think I sent you a DVD about it. It's called Take Your Money Back. And I won't go into a great deal about it.
Well, go ahead. Plug the DVD.
Pardon me?
I mean, tell us about it.
All right. Well, I decided to come up with a solution to a problem. I think it's doable. And people have to realize this reality. If money is power, then as long as the government can continue to take our money, confiscate it through taxation, they will always have the power to take more money and to destroy the American people. So I think one of the things that we have a short period of time to do is to organize people and create a national movement, as I call it, take your money back. And we created a little DVD. It's $4.95 postage paid. And we also set up a website called takeyourmoneyback.com. And I think we have a solution to the problem if we can make it a national movement. We can defund the United States government without people going to jail. And it's possible that this is all possible to do, but it has to be a national movement.
What's the program? Not pay taxes?
Well, what you do is you educate your neighbor as to how taxes are destroying them financially, and you appeal to people's greed. And you get people on board, you're going to say, I don't want to do this.
Well, that's
anymore.
Already happened. We already have something like 35 to 45, they debate it, non-filers, and they say it's growing exponentially.
Well, we're not talking about non-filing because that's something the government can come after you with. What we're showing people is how their money's being stolen and how the average American could accumulate $500,000 to $1 million if it wasn't for the federal income tax. So we're not going to tell people to go do something that is considered illegal, although I think it's morally correct, but government says it's illegal.
You're just educating them how we're financing our own destruction.
Exactly.
Then they make their decision.
So I would encourage people, if you don't mind, send them to TakeYourMoneyBack.com as
sure,
well as JTFO.org.
Aaron, we really appreciate you. We need to get you a show here on the network on the weekend or something because your knowledge is so great, and we really appreciate you. You know, I really am getting to the freak-out point, though, because I want to screw around. I want to joke around. I want to go bowling with the guys. I want to take my kids fishing. And all I can think about is this now because I know we're coming towards the end of the finish line, and I'm just so mad at the police. I don't even dislike them. I'm just disgusted with government. I can't believe it's this bad. I can't believe my wife had a baby 4 months ago. And,
congratulations.
You bet. I mean, it's wonderful. She had the baby, and I can't believe that they sit there now and do a database, write to CPS, and they ask you to leave the room, and then they ask the wife, is he beating you? You know, we're all guilty until proven innocent. Secret police are everywhere. This country is a cesspit.
Well, all the more reason to defund the government by taking our money back.
But I mean, it's archetypal bad. It's like they've made a list of every tyrannical activity, every despotic activity, and they've marked and checked each one, and are overdoing each one more than any. I mean, it's insane.
Well, it's only because I think that they think they can get away with it. In other words, the American people, and let's be honest, a lot of American people come under the category of fat, dumb, and happy.
Dumb as a box of rocks.
And so. Well, that's a good expression. It's certainly accurate. And so, dumb feels good, so that's why they're dumb. And but I think there are others of us. You know, there are people out there like us who are not dumb, and you know, and we're being overwhelmed not so much by the evil, but by the apathy and stupidity of some of our neighbors. I mean, the real danger in this country is people who won't do anything.
Well, Aaron, I'll tell you what freaks me out. All the squad car videos that are coming out are people planting cameras, like you said, in their own cars and catching it. I mean, there's like 10 a day. I don't even watch them all. I don't, like, enjoy it. I can't make myself watch them anymore. I get too upset, and I can't be upset all the time, where they just plant drugs on people for no reason. I mean, it's getting worse. And I mean, how does a cop frame somebody? I mean, even normal criminals aren't that bad. I mean, I don't understand.
Well, they're trained. I mean, you ask how? Well, they're trained. I mean, they, you know, if they did this on their own without permission, they could get in trouble. Or if someone wasn't willing to look the other way. So they're trained to do it.
Well, I know, the whole Dallas department.
Which, again, is our money being used to train people to destroy us.
Well, I use this example because there's thousands, but I use the one that's well-known. Did you hear about Dallas, where the whole narcotics squad was doing it? They had low-level police doing it, and then the lab certified it, and the deputy chief certified. They just pulled nice cars over, dropped a bag of chalk in, seized the cars. I mean, it's just bandits, period.
Well, that's why I'm encouraging people to get out those video cameras. Let's get them up on YouTube, and let's try to wake up millions of Americans.
Oh, God. Aaron Zellman, stay there. I got a few other questions for you on the other side. Folks, when tyranny comes, it's never pretty, and I think it's going to be the worst ever here in this country.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're streaming live on PrisonPlanet.tv for all our PrisonPlanet.tv members. And up on the screen, I'm going to post a computer feed image of the armored vehicle with the SWAT team guys from the, quote, polygamous compound. It turns out a bunch of women are 25, 30 years old. They were claiming were 15-year-olds. And no due process. The point is they always test it out on a weird group. Now, I think the group's pretty weird. But that's how it always works. It's, oh, it's these gypsies, or it's, oh, these Hasidic Jews. You know, they got big beards and black hats. Or And then it's you. And that's what happened in Nazi Germany is they wanted your good-looking wife. It didn't matter if you were a World War One hero. You die. Or you go to a slave camp. And the same thing in Russia. They would just, the locals would randomly just rob and steal and send everybody to camps because they wanted their businesses. And so up on the screen for all the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers right now, I'll later encode this and post it for folks who want to watch it later at PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got it up there. And they're just running around in their black uniforms, dressed like fascist classic jackboots, riding around with it. I mean, just totally insane. Now, Aaron Zellman, your comments.
Well, you know, again, all this happened because the state is taking people's money, so they have the money to pay the thugs. So I think people have got to realize that, you know, if you don't cut the money off, that this craziness, this evil will continue.
Well, what about how they admit that major departments have been hiring felons, the military's hiring felons and illegal aliens, that they look? The Washington Times admitted they look for aggravated felons who are illegal aliens, and it said arson and rape. I mean, that was you can't make that up, Aaron. That's so over the top.
Well, I think that's very good. Well, that's frightening. It's more than concerning. It's frightening because why would the U.S. government want those types of people on the payroll? I mean, you know, everyone's got to ask that question. What is the purpose of having violent criminals on the U.S. government payroll?
Well, who made up the first Nazis? The SA were street thugs and criminals. Same thing. Stalin opened up the jails and made them his enforcers.
Well, it would be interesting if we opened up the American prisons, considering all the innocent people there. I'm afraid the government's afraid to do that when you think about it. Yeah, you know, we have so many innocent people who have been thrown into prison. The government doesn't want to open our prisons.
Oh, my God. It's true. I remember seeing these on tanks. The Midland Sheriff's Department has kills on it. You know, in like World War II, they'd put how many Zeros or Messerschmitts or Focke-Wulfs had been shot down.
Right.
The image I've got up right now is a mainstream photo. I remember seeing this in the newspaper. I'm going to ask my computer operator in there where he got it. And it's got kills on it. It says, the vehicle is a, and the guy gave me his number. Have this guy call in. Go ahead and call this guy. The vehicle is a U.S. M113 APC. I'm a veteran Army tank driver. Notice the kill marks painted on the top hull. Two pedestrians, one car. You do this to display your combat kills. And notice the coward snipers. We used to shoot enemy snipers on sight. They were considered cowards and dishonorable. Now they are the favorite sons of the military and police. What do you think of that?
Well, of course they are. But, you know, this is a, to be quite blunt about it, I told people on your program 2 or 3 years ago to master the use of a long-range rifle.
God help us. Just God help us.
I don't know if anybody listened to me 2 or 3 years ago, but I'm saying it again.
Aaron Zellman, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. Give them the website. Tell folks how they can join.
It's jpfo.org. And our annual membership is $25 a year. That's 7 cents a day. And our phone number is 262-673-9745. 262-673-9745.
Stay there, and I want to say bye to you in 1 minute. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Jerk.